USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. President Trump in Argentina for the G20 summit with world leaders for a two-day meeting. South Dakota Senator Republican John Thune, who chairs the Senate Republican Conference, says the president will be working on trade relations with China.
I'm hoping that there will be some constructive discussions that get held and hopefully some forward progress with respect to the trade relationship that we have with China, that they will end some of these trade abuses and create a more level playing field.
Now, during the two-day summit, President Trump was supposed to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but the discussion canceled. Republican Senator John Thune reacts.
I hope he uses this opportunity to unify the international community against what the Russians are doing and make it very clear that this flagrant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and of international law won't be tolerated.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 27 points, the Nasdaq down 18. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
An update now on the campfire in California, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says no new bodies have been found for 3 days, and the number of those missing has dropped to 158.
I have a high degree of confidence in the searches that were done. I believe that we have done our due diligence with regard to searching for human remains. My sincere hope is that no additional human remains will be located.
In Chico, California, I'm Wendy King.
Changing gears now and looking ahead to the SEC game at Atlanta, Georgia.
So who are you rooting for in the game?
The Dogs.
Here at Hester's Restaurant and Grocery, diehard Dogs fans gearing up for the big game, making predictions over breakfast with a lone Alabama fan.
This call from Peachtree City. Roll Tide, roll, baby. Bama's gonna win.
But don't tell that to Phil from Fayetteville.
I've been living here for about 50-something years. The Dogs, naturally, Kirby Smart, yeah, he's gonna do good.
Malcolm saying,
this is gonna be a knockdown dragout, and whoever's the best will win.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Two economic reports released. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the highlights from Washington, D.C.
The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits during Thanksgiving week rose to the highest level in 6 months. At 234,000 in total, it was up by 10,000 from the week before. But analysts say the spike is probably stemming from the holiday falling on an earlier date than usual. A report released by the Commerce Department finds consumers boosted their spending in October at the fastest pace in 7 months. Consumer spending rising a sharp 0.6%, the Commerce Department saying it's the biggest increase since a similar gain in March, and it was three times faster than the 0.2% September performance. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, who's been with the Green Party since 2016, reportedly considering running for president in 2020. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Jesse Ventura is considering a run against President Trump in the 2020 election. The Body, as he was nicknamed during his wrestling days, also believes he would beat President Trump. Ventura tells TMZ when we can expect an answer.
I'll go to Mexico now and for a couple months coming up, and that's where I'll make the ultimate decision when I get down there and clear my head out of whether to do it or not. But there's a lot of factors that will come into play. See, I don't want to run and elect Trump.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.